AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Los Angeles, a member of the Senate, California Democrat Alex Padilla, was forcibly removed by security officers in Los Angeles from a press conference on immigration by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground, and I was handcuffed. I was not arrested. I was not detained.
Padilla says he wanted to ask Noem a question. Noem said it was inappropriate.
Oh, you know what? I don't even know the senator. He did not request a meeting with me or to speak with me. So when I leave here, I'll have a conversation with him.
Padilla says if he was treated that way just for asking a question.
You can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cucks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country. We will hold this administration accountable.
Meantime, a federal judge is weighing a request from California Governor Gavin Newsom to put an emergency stop to the government's immigration raids. More than 240 people died on an Air India flight that crashed shortly after takeoff in India. There is at least one survivor, Nayan Kumar Ramesh's brother.
He video called my dad. As he crashed, he said, our plane's crashed. All of that. I don't know where my brother is. I don't see any other passengers. I don't know how I'm alive, how I exited the plane.
Black smoke billowed from the site where the plane crashed and burst into flames near the airport. A Ukrainian military official says the number of Russian troops killed or wounded in Ukraine has topped 1 million. The claim came on a holiday celebrating Russian sovereignty and is in line with Western intelligence estimates. This is AP News. President Trump blocked California's ban on sales of gas-powered cars.
The state quickly challenged the move. California's first-in-the-nation rule banning the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035 is what the president called crazy.
It's been a disaster for this country.
That comes as Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom clash over the president's move to deploy troops to Los Angeles in response to immigration protests. John Bozella with the Alliance for Automotive Innovation is happy with Trump's actions.
What this does is it gives us freedom. It gives the consumers freedom to pick what kind of car they want. But more importantly for us, it gives us the ability to plan going forward.
California quickly announced it'll challenge the move in court. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Heavy rains in San Antonio, Texas rapidly flooded roads and swept away submerged cars. At least four people have died. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.